GOP Rep. Mace, Biden administration should ignore court abortion drug ruling. By Pam Key on April 10, 2023. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, said Monday on CNN this morning that the Biden administration should ignore a court ruling which suspended the FDA approval of mifepristone, a drug used to perform medication abortions. Co-host Caitlin Collins said, "Do you think that a judge in Texas should be able to say that an FDA's determination about a drug is invalid?" May said, "I don't. In fact, when you look at the court case and the ruling here, the judge used an act or a law from the 1800s that was overturned by the Supreme Court." Collins said, "Do you agree here then with comments from people like your colleague, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that the Biden administration should ignore this ruling, that the FDA should ignore this ruling?" May said, "I would. This is an FDA-approved drug. I support the usage of FDA-approved drugs, even if I might disagree. It's not up to us to decide as legislators or even as the court system whether or not this is the right drug to use or not, number one. So I agree with ignoring it at this point. But there are other lawsuits that are happening right now in other states as well over this issue. But to look at the case itself, when you look at the law that the judge used, an old law that the Supreme Court said was unconstitutional, this thing should just be thrown out, quite frankly." Collins said, "So you think the FDA should ignore this?" May said, "I would. Yes, I would. This is an issue that Republicans have largely been on the wrong side of. We have, over the last 9 months, not shown compassion towards women. And this is one of those issues that I've tried to lead on as someone who's pro-life and just have some common sense. In the state of South Carolina, just a few weeks ago, we had some folks in the state legislature that essentially wanted to execute women who had abortions. So we've got some extreme views on this issue, but 90% is somewhere in the middle. And I think that 90% would be okay with listening to the FDA rather than a judge who used an old law that was determined unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. I think the vast, vast majority of Americans would support that decision." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.